It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. When your four-legged friend goes missing, you round up all your friends and neighbors for a search party, right? When a famous conductor's dog runs away at a music festival, the whole audience was on the lookout for his little guy. When conductor David Zinman's four-month-old Cuban Havanese puppy Carlito wandered off at Tanglewood, cellist Yo-Yo Ma enlisted the help of all 13,000 concertgoers to try and rescue the runaway pup. After performing the Schumann Cello Concerto, cellist Yo-Yo Ma, who considers David Zinman one of his great mentors and friends, took over the microphone to make a public plea to concertgoers to help find Mr. Zinman's puppy, who had been lost earlier that morning. All those eyes on the ground paid off. Around 7 p.m., Grace Elrod, a 19-year-old Lenox resident, was driving down Cliffwood Avenue with her boyfriend when the two saw a puppy in the middle of the road. They'd heard about the missing dog from their families and friends who were at the concert, so they lured the puppy over with dog treats and took him back to the maestro. Happy ending. A recent piece by pianist Jeremy Denk in the New York Times reflects on the cat-like inclinations of Frédéric Chopin. Denk remembers his piano teacher telling him Chopin was sensitive, like a cat. Much like a cat gracefully navigates the living room bookcase or an outside garden wall, Chopin seems to know instinctively where to find a musical foothold, leaping cat-like on delicate traceries between chords, and then leaping to a new harmony as if it were nothing. As a point of comparison, Denk says, Franz Liszt, the other towering virtuoso pianist composer of the 19th century, had many virtues but was almost never as subtle or tasteful as Chopin. Denk says Liszt reminds him of an enthusiastic, friendly dog, often too eager to please. Denk writes, Chopin will purr in your lap happily enough, but that's not his main agenda. For all his romantic urgency, there is something about Chopin that stands apart. Aloof, even, sounds pretty cat-like to me. His music changed the world, Denk says, without wanting to get too dirty in it. That's more catness in my book. He even imagined Chopin saying, I am a cat. Isn't that enough? For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music. This is listener-supported, 89.5. KBAQ Phoenix and HD. We also broadcast on translator K209DV Scottsdale at 89.7, and we're available on the web at kbach.org.